hey, want to let everyone know, I've already hit the record button because that's kind of how we roll here at Seat of Your Pants. I am your host, Jay from Why Not. Joining me, as always, is the lovely Mistress Kai. Say hello to everyone, Kai.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hey, Kai.
And I'm lovely today.
You are, always. And then, of course, we wouldn't have a show without our guest. And this time we have the one and only Elena St. James, who we've already been goofing with before I hit record. So thank you for joining us, Elena.
Hey, thank you, guys. Kai, Jay, great to be here. Happy to be here. And let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah, well, you know, the show is basically set in that, you know, we just don't have anything planned so that we can just get straight to it and treat it like a phone conversation. And there's no telling where it'll go, but also kind of out of laziness in that I don't like to write program notes and, you know, plan shit out. So at this point, I am going to pass the mic to Kai because I know you, but Kai has not met you yet. And I would like you ladies to become acquainted.
Sure. Is this the point, part where we make fun of you, Jay?
Yeah, and I'll cover my ears.
Well, I think you kind of like it.
So. See, that's okay. Where Jay is mistaken because we have behind the scenes acquainted ourselves.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. We have.
Yeah, it didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
People can actually have discussions without being live.
Have you met me? You know I'm going to probably do something sneaky at some point. So, yeah, I talked to her already. You know, it's funny because I was looking, Elena, at some of your pictures, and I think it was on Twitter, and I was thinking, you know what? She's the gal that I'm standing in line with at Walmart, and we're pissing and moaning because they don't have enough cashiers.
Yeah. I mean, I do that, but I do the self-checkout. I mean, you know, like, I figure it out. Like, I go, there's not enough. What can I do? Let me take care of this.
Because I don't bitch and moan,
but you would see me at Walmart and I would be nice and I would smile.
Because you have that everyday woman look. I love it so much.
But what if you were asked really nicely? You are. But what I mean, like, if you were at Walmart and it's like, if you were asked really nicely,
no,
hey,
I still
you
wouldn't
think you
do
can
that.
Show me your boobs?
You know, I would just be like, no, but go here. I don't like giving away stuff for free.
Go here and you can see it all day long. No, right? I don't blame you. So, yeah, I mean, let me ask you, because I know that you using your age is part of your thing. And you've been doing this only this year.
I am a freshman.
Right?
Yeah, April. Yeah, so I first went live on Instagram in April, too. Like, before that, I had an account for my dog. You know, like, because she was a puppy and she was cute and she was a COVID dog. But yeah, I've never been in this realm before. I did some modeling when I was in my 20s. I worked for a beer company, you know, that sort of thing, and promotions. Did some stuff with, you know, bikinis and that sort of thing. But many years ago, because I'm 54 now, and I saw a news article, and it was about moms, and, you know, they were really cute, but they weren't like Cindy Crawford, you know, like there was kind of a relatableness to them. And I thought, they're making $150,000 a month. If I could make a tenth, if I could make a little piece of that, it would be life changing for me. It would just absolutely change my life as a single mom. What I could do for, you know, me and my kiddo. And so I started researching it like a maniac. And my research was YouTube, because I really didn't even know about all these cam sites or all these fan sites. Like, I had no idea of this whole other world. I had no idea about Instagram, using it for this or any of the other social. I'd never been on Twitter. Never. So all of these things. I had maybe heard about Reddit, but I didn't really know about any of these things. So I got started and I had my first subscribers, actually two of them on the same day, a 28 and a 29-year-old on April 4th, 2021. And that was it. And So I went from zero subscribers on Instagram to 10,000 by the end of April. And then I just, you know, started networking a little bit and just learning the ropes.
But all this stems from just organic traffic, you doing your thing, not doing any kind of tweaking or any kind of weird shit to try to falsely boost your numbers.
I wouldn't think
and,
that.
You know, yeah.
I'm from the Midwest. I mean, I'm frugal.
But I mean, in a very short amount of time, you've, you know, made huge leaps and bounds. And, you know, it's extremely commendable. And I mean, obviously part of your brand is, yeah, that mom next door or that woman who is from the neighborhood and people recognize her, but do you really know her? And I mean, would you say that attainability is part of the brand as well?
Well, certainly some of my fans freaking think that they can, which is kind of annoying. And I've been dealing with that today, especially like, I just want to date you. And I'm like, no.
Only Dolls is our first ever sponsor for Seat of Your Pants. We love these guys. Only Dolls is your number one sex doll marketplace, offering customizable sex dolls, moving ass sex dolls, and fast, discreet, and free shipping worldwide. Pricing starts as low as under $1,000 for your very own sex doll. Meet the guys at Exotica Expo and Why Not Camunity and take advantage of the affiliate opportunities they have to offer as well. Currently, there is a winter sale going on. Get up to 20% off of all sex dolls. Yes, you heard that right. Get started by visiting onlydolls.com today. Fantasy.club is the new streaming platform powered by Adult Empire. Whether you're a gamer tired of restrictions on nudity or a cam performer in constant worry of being deplatformed, Fantasy Club is the internet niche for you. Fantasy Club is an adult-oriented streaming platform designed to empower creators. Check out their December promotion. They're offering a limited-time $1,000 bonus for each of the first 1,000 creators that sign up and complete the promotion requirements. Eligible models must stream for at least 40 hours during the month of December. The bonus will then be issued after the end of the month. The bonus is available for both new and previously verified creators. Visit fantasy.club today.
You know, that's a really good meter as to where you how you should be projecting yourself by listening to what they're saying. So if that's what they're saying to you today, like, you know, you're on the right track because that's what you're doing. You're making yourself accessible. You're sort of this milfy everyday woman. Like I said, the woman I'd be chatting with in line at Walmart. And if you listen to what they are saying, they're going to tell you exactly where you should be.
And that's what I learned when I started this. And I talked to Kai a little bit that when I started this, I thought my little niche would be an older kind of dom because I have those tendencies. I'm definitely not submissive. Never have, never will. That's never going to be part of my thing. But I thought, this will be fun. And then two things. One, I realized I don't have enough outfits and I don't have the intensity of doing that every single day. It was more something that I did for fun and in personal relationships, but more so as a business thing, I realized that the MILF and the mature MILF, older, you know, mom next door that's where it was at. And that's what the guys wanted to see. I mean, every time I try to do a little thing and I think of it as like the passion projects that celebrities do, where I do like my little dom stuff, it never sells well. I mean, the guys want to see me and they really want to see me with my glasses. They want to see me natural, little makeup, little to no makeup. Like even the really poorly lit stuff sometimes does the best. I mean, it's really authentic. They want to see me. I mean, there's a picture of me naked in my kitchen eating a Cheeto. Oh, they love that. You know,
Well, you know, you're still learning as you go. I mean, some people, it takes them years to find their voice and what sells the most and hone their craft, so to speak. You know, and I mean, you've lived, so you know what, you know, people are going to like about you anyway. But, you know, being able to translate that onto the camera and, you know, monetize it.
And be authentic. I mean, and be authentic. That's really important to me because, first of all, I want to have fun. So if I get a kick out of what I'm doing, I need to do that because I need that for the creative juices. I need to do that.
Sure.
You know, when we talk about authenticity all the time, like every time, Jay, you have the Why Not Summit, and we put together a panel for the kink panel. The common thread we talk about, because everyone's saying, how do you be successful? It's authenticity. If you can tap into that authenticity, I think it's going to carry you regardless of what you're doing, because you can almost feel when something is false. So let's say you're dressing up as a dominatrix and it's not quite feeling right, even though you know you have those parts of you. Your fans are going to sense that even through the screen, even virtually through the screen. And it's a common thread. I think that's why you're hitting so successfully, because you're so self-aware and you're like, I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to be authentic authentic. And boom, I think that's what's catapulting you so swiftly. 8 months. That's incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, before they had the dumb announcement on OnlyFans, you know, I just was continued to rise and rise. But like most other models, it has been a real struggle since that announcement. And then the recent, it doesn't even matter. They rescinded. They really flipped a switch on it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Just for like 1 week, you know,
it was actually not even a week. I think it was
just for
days,
like 1 week, to be exact. You know? Sure. But I mean, it was enough time to, you know, throw a real serious wrench in the fucking works.
I'll never understand it. I don't understand how misguided it was. Unless they really wanted to change it, which, you know, eventually they might. And there's certainly rumors. There's certainly things I believe that probably are happening, why. But the bottom line is I have fun doing this. So whatever platform this will be on, one of the things that's most important to me is that I'm entertaining. And that, I think, is the difference maker in me. I am authentic because I am kind of a goofball, and you know, I like entertaining, and nothing makes me happier than when a guy will be like, you know, I come to your site and yes, I get hard and maybe I come, but I smile. Like, I feel good looking at you, looking at your pictures, doing your little flash and chats that I do weekly. Like, they like it because it's a safe place to go, where it's safe and warm and silly, you know, that's what it's about.
What is that phrase? Isn't there a phrase that says something like people will never forget how you made them feel?
Yeah. And I get it a lot.
I mean, it's powerful.
And that's my aim. I want to be entertaining. You know, I grew up, as I've mentioned in other places, I grew up on Carol Burnett and Cher, you know, like these wonderful, entertaining, funny, but yet with a glamour side, like they encapsulated all of those things. You know, I Dream of Jeannie was a huge inspiration, and Bewitched. All these, they were funny, smart, you know, they were in control, but they also had an innate goodness.
I'm going to just throw a random question your way, because being a Midwesterner, and I'm originally from the Midwest as well, you know, there's certain charms that aren't really there in a lot of other people outside of that part of the country. Well, let me ask you this though. Hot dishes are a big thing in the Midwest. They're called casseroles and something else everywhere else. Tell us your favorite one, or one that you make.
I don't make them. I'm not really much into cooking that much. My poor kid, but somehow he's huge, so it doesn't matter. But if I did, there are actually a couple. There are a couple that I remember from my childhood. And there was like, okay.
And I'll tell you one as well. Go ahead. You first.
My mom definitely did a lot of these. So like in the 70s, that was it. And we did call them casseroles. You know, I must be far enough south in the Midwest because I know hot dishes, but we actually call them casseroles. So there was one that I always loved. And it was just terrible, but it was like ground beef. And then mushroom soup, like cream of mushroom soup, and then tater tots on top.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good. That sounds so good.
Definitely comfort food. Yeah. But then, you know, my mom would just throw stuff together because, again, we grew up poor. And so it would be like, here's some ground beef or ground venison. Because when you're from this area, a lot of times, you know, it would be venison. And then it would be like, well, here's some tomato sauce and some noodles and some chopped up this and chopped up that. And we'll sprinkle some cheese on top and call it a day.
There you go. Yeah. I remember one that I had as a kid. It had, it was either, you know, I don't know, trying to remember back. My memory gets so freaking hazy sometimes. I can't remember if it was either tuna or chicken, But yeah, it usually involved that. And it was like definitely like cream of mushroom soup added to it. And then there was like celery cut into it. And then it was topped with freaking Lay's potato chips. Oh, that would definitely,
now my mom used to make, that was a tuna casserole. So yeah, I will tell you. Yeah, and it was
canned, it was probably tuna, but
tuna. It's not like she'd be like, oh, I'm here, let's get some ahi tuna, you know. Nobody, I never heard of that.
It was like the 29 cents a packet stuff.
So, yeah. And you know, hot sticks from like the venison. Although we, you know, growing up German Norwegian, it was very bland. Like my food, the food that my mom made was very, was meat and potatoes, very bland. So there was no guacamole. Yeah. There was no, you know, oh, the craziest thing. I don't know about you, Jay, but I used to have, my mom would make chop suey and it would be ground beef. And then it would be like a big can of the chow, you know, there was a, the chow mein, noodles, but with mixed vegetables. And maybe if we got fancy, there would be the little small corn thing. And then that would go in there. But yeah, it would be ground beef. And I'm like, now as an adult, I'm thinking, what? Ground beef and chop suey? But you know.
Well, here's another question. We're all three of us are from cold climates. So are you into any kind of winter sports, skiing, ice skating, sledding, any, you know, curling? Did you ever do curling?
No, I didn't. I did go, I went snowmobiling up by Hayward.
Nice.
Many years ago, I'm still friends with an ex. And I remember like, it was the first time and I was just miserable. And I'm like, what am I doing? I could just smell the gasoline, the diesel or whatever from his, and I'm following him. And I'm like, this is, why are we doing this? This is stupid. And then I kind of lost control and I ran over like a sapling. And then we were like on some road on the side, and somehow all of a sudden a sheriff came by and like, what are you doing on the road? I saw you guys cross the road. And I was just like, this is, why would anyone do that? I'm cold. So I'm not big into the winter stuff, but I grew up on a lake part of my life. So I definitely did the skating and just, you know, screwing around on the lake when it was frozen. Certainly that. I mean, sledding, yes, of course. But you know, now at my age, I'm just like, and it's not even an age thing. It's more just like, it's cold. I don't like it. Yeah. So that answers that. I probably will be moving south at some point because I really am quite over the whole cold. But like I lived in Southern California for a time and it really showed me like, oh yeah, see, you really don't have to live here. I can't live in Southern California because it's too expensive, but that's another thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, go ahead.
Oh. Sorry, no. Sorry, hey. That's my dog.
Usually it's mine.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's A-okay.
So I'm sorry. I tried to get her upstairs with my kid, and then she was like, no.
This is what real life is all about. Better your dog than mine. Usually mine signifies, okay, it's time to wrap up this podcast.
It's usually Jay's.
Yeah.
Look, I've heard
we all love animals.
Right. Yeah, I've got one on my lap right now. And so it's, I'm all, you know, when you're a mom, it's like I've got three fur kids, one human.
Mine's scratching at the door right now. He scratches.
Okay, what do you have, Kai?
Oh, well, I have... right now, my big dog passed away, but I have two little dogs. And the one I inherited from my dad when he passed away, he's got problems and he's on Prozac. So even with the medicine, to be separated, he sort of gets a little bonkers. So he'll sit, you know, I can see his nose under the door right now. He'll sit and scratch and scratch and scratch. But if I let him in here when we're recording the podcast, he'll be all up, you know, stepping on the keyboard because he just wants to be so close. He's a little nuts. His right wrong meter is a little broken and he's a lot of fun, but not so much for this.
Yeah. It is something. So
I wish he could sit on my lap the way yours is sitting on your lap. I would love that.
My cat was. Now he's down, you know, but the dog could too. She's only 20 pounds, but yeah, it's always something. And you know, here's the crazy thing when you talk about like OnlyFans, you can't show animals in anything. And I think that's true with like cam sites too, right?
Is that having it in the background? Yeah. It's different rules for different sites, but yeah, it's generally
because of the bestiality thing.
Nah, I mean, it's not like you're going to sit there and fuck the pet. It's just,
well, I don't know. Some people probably would, but I wouldn't. And I'm glad that says a lot about you, Jay, too, that you wouldn't.
Was it ever up for debate? I mean, come on. You know what?
There's a lot of things I wouldn't do, but it does make
Jay
it
might.
You know what? To quote Meatloaf, I would not do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't do that.
An old boyfriend once, I remember he was telling me how I should try escargot, and I just was like, I really don't need to, and he goes, no, it's the garlic and it's the butter and it's so amazing. And I'm like, yeah, but I would like the garlic and the butter. I don't need to have a snail with it, you know? And he just kept trying to and he was a lawyer. So like, he really was pressing his case. And I said, listen, he goes, you just have to try it. And I said, I don't have to fuck a dog to know that I don't want to fuck a dog. And of course that stopped him, and we both laughed. And I'm like, you know, like, there's just some things, you know, you don't want to do or try.
Exactly.
Yeah. On OnlyFans, you can't show an animal. So, I have a full house of animals, and I don't have a whole lot of doors. The house is very open concept. So a lot of times I'm like closing the door and trying to close the door, and then they're shimmying underneath the door as I'm like either making a video or I'm taking pictures, or then I'll be like, okay, well, maybe I'll just do some pictures on the edge of the bed. As long as the dog is on the headboard area and I can make sure that she's not in the scene. And then, then part of my brain, as I'm taking pictures and trying to like look sexy and stuff, is just thinking, don't move. Don't move off that pillow, because if you get into frame, or, it's, that part is insanity.
You just don't want to run any risk of having your freaking account shut down under any reason, I mean, it's
especially a stupid reason like
exactly.
Something that you can control sort of. But yeah, I mean, there are times that I'm, masturbating and I can hear like an animal underneath the door, just like you were talking about, making like a and I'm like in my brain, I'm on camera, so like, not like I'm Meryl Streep, but like I'm have to be focused. I'm doing something here. I can't, all of a sudden just like stop it. And not that would help. But these are the things of real life stuff, that or like all of a sudden you get a delivery and you're just like, damn it.
Does it take you out of the moment? Because I mean, shit like that is a real boner killer.
Yeah, well, yeah. And thankfully I don't have a boner. Never have. I mean, I bought them, but I don't, so I don't have to worry about that. I just have to fake it.
Good to know.
I don't hear these things.
I would be so distracted by that. In my mind, it would feel like the Kool-Aid man was coming through. Oh, I would hear, I would hear the scratching, but my mind would be like, here comes a Kool-Aid man busting down my door.
Well, plus you're thinking, is this going to pick up, like, is the microphone going to pick that up? Because I don't know how to not have that, like, in there. I can splice a little bit, but I can't take out sound.
Yeah.
So, just one of those problems of, of modeling out of the home. I know a lot of my friends that are OnlyFans models, they talk about, like, I mean, some of the bigger names will rent, an apartment to do their work. And I can see that, especially if you have a multitude of kids or something.
Sure.
That would be really tough to, deal with that when, any mom is like your mom and, you're needed for everything.
And you're trying to crank out content. I mean, I think I read somewhere that you're shooting for at least 10, posting 10 pictures a day, or I don't know why that number stuck in my head. And I thought, that's hard to do when you have a lot of other things going on. You're trying to crank out this content and you have all these other background factors going on.
Yeah. Well, and I, actually that's been something that this is kind of inside baseball stuff, but I've been wondering, and I've been talking to other models about like what, where's the amount that's typical, like, and everybody's there is different. But I mean, I talked to a big name and I respect her so much. And she was just like, she's done like analytical stuff, and she really realized that the engagement goes down after it's 3 times a day. So I'm really looking at that going, okay, so, you know, scarcity does increase value, right? It's just like right. anything. You know, there's
this is why polls are so important. That's why it's important to just, you know, contact your fans, contact, you know, whomever, and just give them the questions and let them, you know, answer it. And you'll get somewhat of a decent snapshot of, you know, what works.
Kind of. I'm going to just be devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
I've done polls. Yeah. And if I did a poll on how many pictures, what do you think most guys would say? Kai?
Well, they're going to say
tons and tons and tons. Give me everything you got.
Yep. Right. So it's a psychological thing. It's kind of like if you ask a guy and you're on a dating app and you say, or you're on a first date and you're like, well, would you still respect me if I like, if we just had sex right now? And they're going to go, of course I would.
Of course.
I'm going to want to see you the next
day. Bring it on, baby.
The next day, and I'll probably want to marry you. But that's
it's almost like the price point. Like one of the hardest things in marketing is price point. I mean, there's studies upon studies, you know, the psychological aspects of it. Do we use an odd number? Do we price it at $9.97 or $9.98? You know, there's a whole psychological aspect that I would imagine it's the same on how frequent your content needs to go out. Even with you, Jay, yeah, right. you guys send right. out emails, you know.
Yeah, right. The direct messages. So the PPV, you know, the pay-per-view, for those of you that don't know what that means. But yeah, it's the pricing of, you know, mine is like $9.99. Now, I've heard some people say psychologically $9.95 would be better because for some reason. And of course, I come from a consumer products background. So that's what I did most of my life. I was in consumer product sales. So I was selling tangible goods to big name retailers. So, you know, pricing is something I'm familiar with. But as far as the frequency of posting, you know, like that's the thing. I have done polls and there are some polls that I believe in, but then there are other polls that, like the frequency, they're going to want more. Like I ask, you know, I was thinking about making it an all-inclusive site at one point. And really nobody could agree. There wasn't a consensus, but you know, the bottom line is they want all my content on for like nothing.
Sure.
I mean, that's what they want. They don't mm-hmm. want to pay for it. So, so yeah, it's always a trick, but the woman that I was talking to actually has like analytical, like she's one of the very top and she's like, no, we A/B tested it over months. And we found that the engagement dropped after 3 posts a day. And so I'm like, wow. Okay, I might be putting too much out there, but you think about it, like I'm on my page all day long, but my guys aren't. You know?
Right. And the ones who are paying are working, right?
Right.
So they don't have time. You know, that makes sense to me. I would imagine this is so hard for everybody. It's going to be different, you know, your content output frequency. I would imagine it's sort of hard to find that sweet spot. Are you planning to sort of test that out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, because you know, it's like it becomes a scarcity thing. And I can see from a consumer point of view that they're going to come on my page once or twice a day. And as a friend of mine who's actually on my page as a fan, he goes, yeah, a lot of times it's just more of the same. So it's like different poses, but it's kind of the same. And he goes, you know, you just gotta scroll through it. You just scroll through it. And I'm like, yeah. And what would be the difference if you're coming on once or twice a day and you're seeing, you know, similar, like, where is the point where it's too much? Like, I think we could all agree, like 20 would be too much.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But then is 10 too much? Because if you think about it, you're going on there one time, you're horny because you're not going to come on my site unless you're horny. And, you know, maybe just for entertainment, you like me. But still, like, how much scrolling are you going to do of different photos before it's enough?
Right.
You know, I was actually on a friend of mine's OnlyFans not too long ago, and just it looked like she literally does like 20 or more updates in one day. It's just like I'm scrolling and just like, holy shit, you know? I mean, but I guess it works for her. She's very successful, but I mean, just being able to have to stay on top of that, you know, that's just
a lot of work. It's a lot of captions. it's a lot of trying to be clever with captions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's what's the rate of return? What's the return on investment?
True.
And I try to work smart, not harder, smarter. Yeah. And, you know, if it's, here's the other thing, and kind of get back to the frequency and J2. One of the things that I'll often get a guy and they'll be like, do you have anything in stockings and thigh highs with garter? And I'm like, yeah, last week. My God, there's like five or six exactly what you're asking for. And I'll write back, hey, did you look on my wall? And they're like, oh yeah, but I don't know, you know, just, you know why? Because they'd have to scroll a
right.
lot
yeah.
to get to that. So I think maybe more, you know, you're posting less, but it ends up being more variety for somebody that's coming on. I don't know. So that and, you know, and just all the content. It's like, you know, how many squirt videos do you need? How many big dildo videos do you need? You know, like there's a point where it's just more.
Whatever you're doing is obviously working. I mean, you've just catapulted. So whatever you're doing is, I mean, I think it's so impressive what you've accomplished since April.
It would have been nice if I would have started this earlier because I have been catapulting. It was until that announcement. And now it's like, okay, I've plateaued, but I know a lot of people have it's been more dramatic than plateauing. I know that a lot of the women have just absolutely cratered. I mean, I know of some that, you know, they've had 1,700 fans and they have 800 now. So that's a big difference.
Well, yeah. I can answer a question actually you asked before. How many squirt videos do I need personally? And I think I've arrived at the number of 157. That's my number.
But I'm the same model?
Squirt videos. Yeah. You know,
so what would be the scenarios? Like, where is it location then? Is it, I'm going to squirt here? Or is it like, you know, like, how do you
off
vary
a
that
roof,
off?
At a bus stop, out at dinner,
well, we can't
in
do
the
that.
Bathroom.
Jay, I mean, we can't do that on OnlyFans. That is public.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to lower my number. All right, fine. 134.
We'll have to consult about it. I mean, I thought you were going to say, well, you know, it could be you're dressed up differently or you're using different toys to achieve that. Like, I can see the variety of that. But, you know, how many, like, squirting in the bathtub, if it's the same bathtub?
Look at his face. He don't care. He don't care. He's like, bring it on, baby.
We can talk about this, right?
Yeah, we can. Well, I don't know. The censors might. No, I'm just kidding.
We do whatever we want.
Fuck we want.
So Jay.
Yeah.
She and I had a little chat, and
I'm already scared.
We thought we'd play a little game with you.
Okay.
I know
first
you'd be in for this.
Get out your handcuffs and handcuff yourself to your desk. And then we're both going to go out and get a Starbucks.
Okay.
That's part of the game.
Okay. Then, he's going to do it.
We haven't gone past that part.
If you don't tell him you're kidding, he's going to do it.
Scalding hot coffee on my nutsack.
Oh, my God. Let's make a video.
Oh, yes. Let's. No, seriously.
Did you just say pour hot coffee on my nutsack?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the 200 degrees.
That's your autobiography, I think.
That's a good title. That'll go very far. Pour scalding hot coffee on my nutsack.
It has to be shorter.
The life and times of Why Not Jay. So, oh, my dogs are barking. That's kind of signifying things are coming in. But.
But
before we do that, did you have a game I want to play?
I do have a game. So it's called Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay.
And Elena is going to tell us three things. We can ask her a few questions. Like, I don't know what she's going to – we just talked about playing the game. So I don't know what she's going to say. So you and I can ask her a few questions, and then we have to figure out which one is the lie.
I love it.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, girl.
First one, I gave a boyfriend a blowjob in a bar ladies' room, a ladies' room in a bar. That's one. I used to date a Super Bowl champion. I once had sex in the back of a car going 70 miles an hour down a freeway.
Oh my God. See, I'm like, oh yeah, they're all true. But that's not the game.
I'm going to guess, which I think is the lie.
You're not going to ask any questions? You're not going to ask any questions?
Nope, not going to ask any questions because I think I'm pretty certain about this.
Ah, see, you know her better than I do. Okay.
Well, I don't know her in this sense, but...
And don't tell him if it's true. Don't tell him if it's true because I want...
Here's my reasoning.
I only want to ask a question. I don't want to know yet.
Okay, so I would say the sex going 70 miles an hour in the backseat of a car, I would say that that's true. That's something that younger people do, and that doesn't sound far-fetched to me at all. Okay. The Super Bowl champion that you dated? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could believe that as well because, I mean, I don't know how long ago that you did this, but I am going to ask a question. When did you date this
guy? What I was going to ask. When?
Yes. 2003.
Okay. So that would have been 18 years ago. You would have been in your 30s and... Yeah, you know what? Even though I kind of got a sense that you were just trying to pull a number out of the air because it was bullshit or whatever, that's one I'm going to go with anyway, even though I kind of think that's the lie. I don't know, blowing some dude in a bathroom, that just kind of sounds a little below your pay grade and a little disgusting, so to speak. So I don't think I could actually see you doing that. I'm going to say the bathroom one is the lie.
See, I'm okay with the bathroom blowjob. I mean, all of us
that says a lot about that.
We're very misbehaving. You know, we're all around the same age. We all know we're all very misbehaving in our late teens, early 20s, maybe into our 30s.
Yeah, the 80s, so, definitely.
So, we were all misbehaving in the 80s for sure.
We fucked shit up in the 80s.
Yeah. So I was going to ask about when that, you know, Super Bowl guy took place. And I want to believe that's true because I have relations with somebody very infamous that people are like, wait, what? So I know these things can happen. Like I said, from the onset, I think they all could be true. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm having a hard time thinking which
one. She selected wisely.
Yeah, she did really good. So on the third one, who was driving and who were you banging?
My best friend. I was banging the love, my first love.
Okay.
And he was tall. He was 6'4".
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the bathroom. I'm not sure why, but I think I'm going to go with the bathroom.
Yeah, you're both right. I'm not good at this. Now, I'm not saying that that could not have happened. I mean, I definitely got around and had fun. And I said it was a boyfriend, so it wouldn't have been just some random dude. So that totally could have happened. But it didn't. No, the other two are true. Yeah, obviously, I really, you know.
I knew the Super Bowl thing was true.
The car was a Skylark, by the way. It was a bad car.
When's the last time we saw one of those?
Oh, I know. And it was like a Hunter Green Skylark. Yeah, I was like 17. It was my like first really serious boyfriend.
That color was popular like 1967, 68, 69, like right in there, that car color.
Yeah, this was like 85.
No, the first car that I drove.
Yeah, but the funny thing is it started, so we picked him up at a train station. He was coming back to a private school. We picked him up. For some reason, she started flashing people as we're driving down the highway. And then apparently I thought that was a good idea and I'm driving and I'm like, I will start flashing people as well. I will just take off my shirt and drive. And we're driving. And then I think boyfriend probably was like, hey, can she drive? And you can come back here. And so that's how that happened. That was fun.
Boy, you know, one thing that I really wish I had back in the 80s was like a black light, you know, like you could just see like DNA or whatever under the light. Mm-hmm. My dad's back seat of my dad's car would have looked like a fucking like murder scene. It's just like the shit that I used to do in my dad's Cutlass Supreme 79 Oldsmobile. I mean, it had cloth seats And I mean, honestly, it got to the point where you would literally fucking stick to the back seat.
Oh my God. It was like a bar, like when you go into the bars that have carpeting, right? And they're sticky and they're kind of spongy. Oh my
God. He never knew because it was, what's he going to be in the back seat of his own car for, you know?
Right. True. That's actually true. So, and it was probably a big back seat as
big
well.
Enough. Big enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, like, you can make it work. I had sex in a Corvette in the front seat of a Corvette once. You can make it work.
I was 125 pounds soaking wet when I was a teenager. So yeah, I could make it work.
Only Dolls is our first ever sponsor for Seat of Your Pants. We love these guys. Only Dolls is your number one sex doll marketplace, offering customizable sex dolls, moving ass sex dolls, and fast, discreet, and free shipping worldwide. Pricing starts as low as under $1,000 for your very own sex doll. Meet the guys at Exotica Expo and Why Not Camunity and take advantage of the affiliate opportunities they have to offer as well. Currently, there is a winter sale going on. Get up to 20% off of all sex dolls. Yes, you heard that right. Get started by visiting onlydolls.com today. Fantasy.club is the new streaming platform powered by Adult Empire. Whether you're a gamer tired of restrictions on nudity or a cam performer in constant worry of being deplatformed, Fantasy Club is the internet niche for you. Fantasy Club is an adult-oriented streaming platform designed to empower creators. Check out their December promotion. They're offering a limited-time $1,000 bonus for each of the first 1,000 creators that sign up and complete the promotion requirements. Eligible models must stream for at least 40 hours during the month of December. The bonus will then be issued after the end of the month. The bonus is available for both new and previously verified creators. Visit fantasy.club today.
On that note, I think we should end this episode. I mean, I like ending things on a positive note. And I want to thank Kai for joining us, as always, today on this episode of Seat of Your Pants. And, of course, the lovely and amazing Elena St. James. Before we go out, I wanted to ask you, Elena, how can people find you? What is the best way for people to find Elena St. James and to reach out to you?
So the best way is, at this point, as far as where I'm going to be talking to folks, is going to be on my OnlyFans. So if you become a subscriber on Elena VIP, that's where I'm going to chat the most, because, you know, that's just a respectful thing, right? If somebody, you know, pays to be in your fan club, you're going to chat with them the most there. But I do have a website, Elena St. James, and it's E-L-A-I-N-A, stjames.com. And so you can see all my social media, my crazy TikTok, which I have a TikTok that has over 10 million views. It's insane.
Amazing.
And my Instagram, which is Elena St. James. I try to make this very simple for people.
That's the way to do it.
Elena St. James, Twitter, Instagram,
TikTok,
YouTube. Oh yeah, my YouTube. Did you see? I just did one on my my DB method exerciser. I do some random crazy stuff on there, but you know, all PG, all very like, you know, safe for kids and family.
Yes. He's just being silly.
All for the kids. Okay.
It's not really for kids, but you know, but I did talk about Pringles for God's sake. Yeah. But it's safe for them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, we'll see you all next time on Seat of Your Pants.